In this bulletin, a man in custody over the shooting deaths of three people in North Queensland. New data released on the number of fourth doses in aged care. And the sentencing of basketballer Brittany Griner on drug charges called a miscarriage of justice. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. A man is in police custody over the shooting deaths of three people on a rural property in North Queensland. Queensland police have confirmed the alleged gunman is one of three people currently being held by detectives. They say no charges have yet been laid and that a potential motive for the killings is yet to be firmly established. Data on vaccinations in aged care suggests that only 48% of residential homes have at least 80% of residents having had a fourth vaccine dose. The data indicates 16% of homes have less than 50% of residents fully vaccinated, while 36% of homes have between 50 and 80% vaccination rates. The publication of the figures follows a decision by the Aged Care Minister Annika Wells to publish official information on the sector to encourage the take-up of vaccination in more residential facilities. A former New South Wales minister has come out in defence of Shane Fitzsimmons after an inquiry into the state's flood response recommended his role should be eliminated. The independent inquiry has reportedly recommended that the agency Fitzsimmons leads be wound down amid widespread criticism of Resilience New South Wales' response to the deadly and destructive flooding across the state earlier this year. But ex-Bega MP and State Government Transport Minister Andrew Constance has posted a video to social media saying that Shane Fitzsimmons should not lose his job.
Having just seen the reports about Shane Fitzsimmons, I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, this is a bloke who saved lives, was there for my community and our state during Black Summer, and I think he deserves a little bit better than this, guys.
John Barilaro's former Chief of Staff has begun giving evidence to a parliamentary inquiry that's investigating the appointment of her former boss to a lucrative overseas trade job. In her opening statement, Siobhan Hamblin has said she saw and heard nothing out of the ordinary during the time recruitment was taking place for the New York Trade Commissioner post. She says her major responsibility during that period in question was helping to oversee the state government's COVID response, and her involvement in the recruitment process was peripheral. But Ms. Hamblin says she saw no cause for alarm in that capacity.
Mr. Barilaro never raised with me any personal interest in these roles. Any request from Mr. Barilaro for information or instructions, I understood to be in the sole capacity as Minister responsible for trade. Had I had reason to believe at any time that any steps or actions taken relating to the State Trade and Investment Commissioners would benefit Mr. Barilaro personally, I would have no issues escalating the matter and, if necessary, make representations to the appropriate independent bodies.
A jury in the United States has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay $5.8 million in damages for falsely claiming a 2012 mass school shooting was a hoax. 26 children and 6 adults died in the Sandy Hook school shooting, which Jones repeatedly argued was a hoax organised by the government to justify stripping gun ownership rights from Americans. He also claimed the parents of the dead children were actors. The parents of one of the victims had sought at least $215 million from the InfoWars founder. Hundreds of people have joined rescue efforts for 10 men trapped in a collapsed coal mine in northern Mexico. Rescuers have been working to pump water out of the flooded mine, and 6 Special Forces scuba divers are expected to arrive today to enter the mine when conditions allow. There have been strong reactions in the United States to the jailing of WNBA star Brittany Griner on drug charges in Russia. Griner has been sentenced to 9 years in prison after authorities found cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Joe Biden is personally involved in talks to release Griner and bring her home. Deputy Chief of Mission at the US Embassy in Moscow, Elizabeth Rood, says she's also pushing for her release, calling the verdict a miscarriage of justice.
The U.S. Department of State has determined that Ms. Greiner was wrongfully detained. Nothing in today's decision changes that determination. We will continue to be closely engaged in this case. We will remain in frequent contact with Ms. Greiner and with her legal team.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.